While above zero temperatures and melting snow outside made it feel more like spring, approximately 700 people got a head start on their Christmas shopping by visiting the Splash of Christmas craft and trade show at Verdon's Tundra Oil and Gas Place on November 18. With 50 vendors from Manitoba and Saskatchewan on site, there was ample opportunity to browse and select stocking stuffers or a unique gift for that special someone. Convener Tracy Landles is pleased with the show's success since launching it as a fundraiser for the Verdon Spray Park. She said it is not uncommon for booth space to be spoken for before the event wraps up. "I created it 8 years ago, and we've been going strong since then," she said. "We have a limit, of course, of how many vendors we can have in here, so we're right around the 50 mark, but it's definitely growing in popularity. You hear people talking about it as the one to go to, so that's been great." The Spray Park officially opened in June and is now fully operational. "We do still have some money set aside. We are going to be building shade structures in the spring of 2024, so we will be finishing off that project in the coming year, but there's no need for any further funding there," Landles said. As a result, new organizations have been chosen as beneficiaries of the dollars raised through the admission charge and table rental. In 2022, net proceeds were donated to the Verdon Dog Park, and this year the Pipestone 4-H Beef Club will receive similar support. For that, they have to help with the setup, assist vendors hauling in displays in the morning, and work the admission table as well, Landles said. "They do some of the work for me and then they get a donation towards their club in exchange for their work." Landles, a long-standing member of the 4-H Club in her youth, is now an assistant leader. "I think we have about 25 members this year, varying from steers, heifers, calf projects, depending on their age," she said. "We have 15 between the ages of 4 to 12 and the rest a little bit older. We are going to be putting our funds raised from the trade show today towards activities for the members to enjoy throughout the year, possibly going towards some uniform costs, etc. to help lower the costs for the parents involved, as well as our achievement that comes up in June. Lots of prizes and costs there for holding an event of that size. The remainder of the money taken in will go towards the hall rental, advertising and other costs incurred to keep the trade show operational from year to year."